Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. If you just got here, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And I know you're going to be glad to be here now that you know Joanna Brandy is with us. Joanna is one of our favorite members of the Brain Trust. She's been with us for a long time, an original member of the Brain Trust. She is one of the world's experts on motivating people to do business with you and motivating your people to help those customers do business with you. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, and another book is called 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She won a week and two bonus versions. And as I say, she's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, Jim. Good morning to you and all the listeners today.
It's good to have you back, as always. You've got motivation on your mind today, don't you?
Well, I do. I do, actually. I'm designing a program to do for a teleclass, and it's all about motivation.
Now, are we motivating ourselves or other people?
Well, this is actually for managers, and it's all about how to motivate your customer service team to do a better job taking care of customers.
Now, wait a minute. You just said customer service, Joanna, and I've been working really hard all day as I've been telling the audience you were coming that I had to remember to say customer care. And then here you come back and say customer service. I'm all freaked out now, Joanna. I don't know what to do.
Well, let me tell you why I say customer service sometimes, Jim.
Okay.
As you know, it's very important that we build rapport with people.
Yeah.
And sometimes we use the language other people use until we get to know them and introduce our ideas to them. So the program that I'm working on will be actually introduced to the public as motivating your customer service employees. It won't be until I actually get there to talk that'll introduce the difference between customer service.
I knew she'd get her.
I knew she'd
weasel. I knew she'd weasel her way out of this one, folks. But okay, so what's?
I use the term. You know, it's not that I think service is a bad term. It's just that I think it's quite misunderstood. I'm working on. You're going to love this, Jim. I'm working on a manifesto.
Whoa.
Nice, isn't that fun?
We're not going to be arrested or anything, are we?
I'm working on a called Outgrowing Customer Service, where I put forth some of these ideas about how we think about things and how we language things influences how we behave.
So you're saying that it's okay to say customer service as long as you know the difference between customer service and customer care.
Well, I say it's okay to say it. I prefer customer care because, to me, care represents us creating, and look at the acronym there, it worked out beautifully, creating authentic relationships
right, with
everyone we come in contact with, with energy and enthusiasm. So my take on it is that customer care is more proactive. I have never heard a customer say, I really want to be serviced. But I do hear customers say, I really want to be cared about.
Right. That's
I've never heard a customer say, the reason I'm loyal to that company is because they service me well.
Right.
But I do hear customers say, the reason I'm loyal to that company is because they care about me. You hear the difference?
So how do we motivate our people to deliver that kind of an emotion to our customers?
Well, the first thing is to understand motivation. You know, there's two parts to motivation. There's intrinsic motivation and there's extrinsic motivation. The intrinsic motivation is the stuff that, you know, that inner force that compels us to a particular behavior. That's the stuff, that's those of us that are motivated within. Does anybody ever say to you, as a small business owner, and I'm sure small business owners hear this all the time, Jim, I could never do what you do. I could never get up in the morning and go into the other room and, you know, or down in my own office. I could never start my own business. Have you ever heard anybody say that? That's because their belief is that they're not intrinsically motivated to do that. The reality is all motivation is intrinsic. The way we use the language, we say to managers, Jim, I'm going to teach you how to motivate your team. The reality is you can't motivate people. People motivate themselves. But what you can do is create the environment where they feel good about themselves and you and the work.
There's nothing more frustrating than to have someone work for you who can't be motivated.
Exactly.
Who can't feel the energy of a project or the energy of a team and convert that into performance. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, these are people who just cannot motivate them. And no matter how much the team needs everybody to pick up the speed from 55 to 65, this person cannot get above 55 miles an hour.
Well, for them,
that's racing.
Well, then there's that. You know what? That provokes a larger question. So the larger question there is, why'd you hire somebody like that?
No, that's an excellent point. No, that's exactly right. That's the reason why I'm becoming more and more of a devotee of personal profiling and personality profiling.
Actually, I am too, and I now have a strategic partnership with a company that does it. Because more and more, I realize that people, and it really is that we don't know how to hire people. We don't know, and we only have short time, especially if you're hiring somebody that's working. Let's face it, most of the people that you want to hire are not sitting around at home looking for a job. The people that you want to hire are working somewhere else and doing a darn good job of it. So in order to get their attention and in order to work with their schedule, because after all, if they are working somewhere else, you're going to be taking them away from that job to interview them. You have to really, really, really be good at interviewing.
Yes,
and what I'm
fast.
Finding is that so few people are, including myself.
The other reason why we don't do it fast, we don't do it properly, is because we don't know how. We don't take the time. We think that it's not as much of a scientific process as it ought to be. But I think your point is a good one, and I think it fits perfectly with your motivation theme, and that is that, you know, if you've hired someone who can't be motivated, then all that you can learn and think about motivating other people is out the window for that person.
That's right, and I think we have to learn how to hire people that are already motivated, because it's not your job to motivate people; it's your job to motivate them to motivate themselves.
But I also think that there are people that if they don't know what they want to be motivated about yet. But if you can motivate them, if they can assume your energy and your sense of urgency, then that's a person you can work with. Stand by, Joanna. She and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Mr. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joanna Brandy is our guest. She's one of the world's experts on customer care or customer service, which you can use if you know what customer care means. Otherwise, you can't use that. And give us your website, Joanna.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the website. And you can find her books there, 54 Ways to Stay Positive and Winning at Customer Attention. They're all there, and lots of other good stuff that I encourage you to check out, especially if you are interested, which you ought to be, in how to make sure your customers are finding you, your company, a compelling place to do business. Joanna, we're talking about motivation, and I really like the way, as we went to the break there, we were talking about you can know all the motivational tools in the world, but if the people you're trying to motivate can't be motivated, and there are people like that, then you're basically just pushing against a mountain. It's not going to go anywhere.
Well, everybody can be motivated by something. The higher the value that we place on something, the higher the motivation that we have to get it. Now, for some people, they place a high value on going home at 5 o'clock and spending time with their family. So you, as much as you want to try to motivate them to stay till 7 o'clock to finish the project, they might not move to what your to the beat of your drum, because the something else that's out there is motivating them with more value. So value and motivation are all tied up together.
But see,
now,
what I'm talking
about, leader's job is to create the kind of environment where people feel motivation inside. In other words, where people have the desire to excel, where they want to do a good job. So the leader's job, that's why I like to use the word leadership instead of management sometimes as well, because a leader's job is to inspire people and to direct and align their energy towards one focus, towards one goal, towards one project, towards one vision.
Well, I hear you, and I agree with you, but I really like the way you use the word desire, because there are people, Joanna, who don't desire anything, and I really do believe that. And I don't mean to be rude about that, Joanna, but I do believe that it's important that we not hire those people. I don't want to hire those people if they don't desire anything. Because here's my point: I'm not talking about telling people they can go home at 5, and then every day you say, no, it's not 5, it's really 7. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, and this is just an example, ladies and gentlemen. If something has to be done, if we got to kick this thing into high gear to get to make something happen, these are people who have another gear. They actually have another gear. There are some people who don't have that other gear.
I think
I don't want those people in my small business.
Well, and you shouldn't have those people in your small business, because while they may be able to hang out somewhere in the corner of a large business,
right,
and not cause too much damage, in a small business, they cause a lot of damage.
That's right.
So your ability, I'm working with Mel Kleiman, who is an expert on hiring, and he has put together a new hiring system. It's achievement and evidence-based, and we are customizing it together for the customer, for customer care people, and for the customer service field, if you will, for the field of customer service, so that it will make it easier for people to hire great people in that type of job. And it's very, very interesting to be spending so much time with a man that is an expert on hiring and understanding that, you know, most of us do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody comes to interview with us, we first tell them all about us. Oh, well, this is this exciting little company that we own here, and you know, and here's what we do, and here's what our customers need, and here's the kind of people that we look for. Now tell me about you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we've told them exactly what we want to hear, and they find a way to feed that back to us. So, of course, now this feeds our ego, and we feel, wow, look at this great person I found.
But if you give them the test, they can't lie to the test, can they?
The assessments, for the most part, no. I very, very young people who have yet to figure out who they are might be a little confused by it. But I'd say, anybody over the age of 28, you're going to get a pretty good reading on some of these assessments.
And
now,
what's amazing,
all different kinds of assessments.
Right. There are different companies out there, different forms of this. But you know, Joanna, the interesting thing is how, if you want to really see what a good hirer you are, folks, find somebody that you're convinced is the best person. Do that first. Find the person that you think you absolutely want to hire. This person, give them one of these assessments, and I'm going to say that 8 out of 10 times you're going to be wrong. What do you think, Joanna?
I'd be reluctant to put a number on it. Like,
you're going to be wrong more than
people, some people are intuitive enough, or they've had enough experience in hiring that they're very good at. It's just that the assessments pick up subtleties that we don't have the time to explore.
Right.
And they also pick up inconsistencies that we would not discover until someone came to work for us.
Well said, Joanna. Give us the website again, please.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
Joanna, you're the best.
Oh, Jim, you're the best, baby.
We'll see you next time.
It's always fun. Thank you.
Bye, Joanna. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do without her for very long, I promise. Quick break, right back with another pretty cool guy, Ivan Meisner, right after these messages. Stay with us. Searching for something
to say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.